Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Hello, welcome back to Rebecca Neal, the podcast. Today's episode, we are talking about you becoming what you give your attention to. I was reading an email this morning, a Stoic philosophy email, and it was based all around becoming what you give your attention to. If you yourself don't choose what thoughts and images you expose yourself to, someone else will. And so it got me thinking and inspired to record this episode for you today, because most of my episodes are born off the back of different things that I listen to, things that I read, thoughts that I have, things that come up in my journaling that really inspire me to share these things with you because they resonate with me, and I assume they'll resonate with you because, and there are so many sayings that we hear, you know, you are what you think, energy flows where energy goes, you become like those you surround yourself most with. And all these sayings have so much truth behind them when you actually start to dive deeper into the meaning. And we're in this time where attention is really the single most sought after commodity around time, right? Attention and time are the two things we really should be thinking about or focusing on, because if something has our attention, it unequivocally has us, right? We watch, what we read, who we're spending our time with, what we're consuming online. Whatever consumes our attention consumes and shapes us. It's essential that we understand that. If you expose yourself to enough negativity over time, all that you will see and do will be colored as such negativity. You know, positive inspires positive, like attracts like. It's the same thing, garbage in, garbage out. So in essence, we really have two choices, right? We become masters over our attention or be mastered by the forces that fight for it. So scientifically speaking, our brains tend to know when certain details aren't worth paying attention to. You know, there's this system, the RAS system, I won't go into too much detail, the reticular activating system. It really helps us to understand what's important for us. And if we didn't have that, you know, our brain would be overworked completely. And this is why you can drive from, say, point A to point B and not always remember that full drive. You know, we filter out needless information and it's already an automatic function to our brain. So imagine if during the majority of the percentage of our lives that we actually require some conscious engagement, we decide to become active players in the perception process, selectively choosing what deserves our attention. We really want to think about this. It'd be silly to ignore the fact that, you know, how increasingly difficult it is to focus on what matters. Like, think about it when you get distracted or you go to do something on your phone, like message someone or give someone a call or follow something up, but you just go straight to Instagram. How many times have you done that? You know, we naturally do these things where we get so distracted because our attention is just everywhere. And while we know that ultimately our mind and mental faculties fall completely under our control, we must acknowledge the evolution of forces that attempt to strip away us of that control. You know, I love social media just as much as anyone, and I do believe it has a positive effect on how we can connect, how we make money, how we're able to learn different things and educate ourselves beyond measure. You know, something being pregnant, it's just amazing the mum community and the things that I can find and learn about online because we have this. And I know my mum always says, you know, you're so lucky now. There's so much opportunity for education and information. And that's great, but that's also meaning that we are in this time where there's just so much to focus on that we are so distracted and our attention is everywhere. And, you know, a wise philosopher once said, the truth is in the balance. The folly always lies in excess. And so the more time you spend on social media, the less inclined you might feel to participate in the real world. Or even worse, the overconsumption of other people's stories and lives and their, you know, what they're posting, their highlight reel, makes us feel less satisfied with our own lives. You know, you have to really watch this, because if you're not aware of your own behavior or really good at observing how things make you feel or what's causing what, you're going to be affected without even knowing. And the more you watch the news, the more nervous and skeptical and out of control you feel. You know, in the end, it's all just manufactured manipulation. I don't believe that the news properly represents the definitions of our world. You know, I literally just posted something that's happening in Brazil right now that hardly anybody knows about because it's not being shown. And I definitely know that, you know, it's not how our world should be, right? It's a compilation of scattered, heavily opinionated perspectives presented with the intention of keeping us in a place by feeding our fears 24/7. That's my opinion. That's what I believe. But I really think we've got to take our time to really look at what we're consuming. And is it fact? You know, is it really what's going on, or is it what keeps us in this system? Mark Twain had this interesting opinion on it. He said, if you don't read the newspaper, you are uninformed. If you do read the newspaper, you are misinformed. You know, Albert Einstein even says the world as we have created is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. And so you might ask, well, how do I change my thinking? By changing the inputs, almost more so the things that we're giving our attention to, the ideas which we consume and shape us, what shapes us becomes the world. And if we see something enough, we will crave it. If we engage in something enough, we'll eventually find it hard to see ourselves outside of that thing. You'll compare yourself to that thing. You'll feel less than that thing. You'll crave it. You'll fear it. You'll be inspired by it, or you'll be debilitated by it. You will act like the community you want to fit in with. And so when it comes to what you engage with, I want you to ask yourself, do the things I give my attention to make me feel better, make me a better person? Is this thing truly worth my ever depleting attention? You know, we're in this place in time in history where controlling the medium has become more and more difficult, but we can control the inputs that go in us, who we follow, what podcasts we listen to, how frequently we're checking platforms. And just like time, attention should be treated as a scarce resource, something you can't get back. And as we've said, the brain can only handle so much stimulus. Let us select those wisely. And in a world where trading knowledge for mind-numbing entertainment and real people for pixels is normal, be the person who wants more for their attention. If we become what we give our attention to, those things must be worth becoming. Don't let the insignificant control your vision. Stop giving power to those that continually try to predict your reality or predetermine your reality, because everything is marketing online. Everything is trying to sell you something, whether it's a belief, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, you know. And if you think like everyone else, you'll eventually become like everyone else. If you do the same things as your peers do, you will have the same things your peers have. To have different is to do different. To do different is to think different. And to think different is to believe different. This is all of your choosing. So choose carefully and intentionally, and try to ignore the trivial many to focus on the essential few. Attention equals focus. The focus requires energy. Be selective, because if you've got big goals in life or big things in your business that you want to achieve, you want to be focusing on the important things and really becoming aware or observing where your attention is going. And a key element, if not the key element, of Stoic philosophy is asserting control over your mind. So inevitably, much of this requires taking control of what enters your mind, what comes into your brain. Your attention. Choosing who gets your attention is choosing who we become. And we are a sum of those inputs that we allow. So felt really passionate about sharing this with you today, because I think it's so easy to be distracted in the world that we live in right now. It's so easy to be lost. It's so easy to be comparing to others and not being like this person and not living a life like that. And so I just wanted this episode to remind you that be observant, be the observer of your attention, you know, become better at not allowing notifications to distract you. Turn them off. I don't have notifications for that reason. Just allow yourself to be in more control of what you're consuming. And I've always said that create more than you consume, right? So consume less. So I hope it's got you thinking about who you engage with and why, who you follow online, what you're listening to, what you're consuming. Because if what you're consuming doesn't align to achieving your goals, try again. Thank you for tuning into another episode. I hope you enjoyed this. As always, please do let me know, tag and share on social, share this with a friend. I hope to be back in your ears in the coming weeks. I have been very busy of late, so I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will be back soon.